This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americans? Proud conservative Americans for the most part, and the brain-dead leftist morons who do occasionally listen to this program in order to get some sanity in their lives. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm so glad you're here. For those of you who know the show, you conservatives who have been listening to me for quite some time, and for those of you who are new to the program, welcome to you. I don't know how you got here, but thank the person that brought you here. Not so much because I'm an amazing person you need to listen to, but because I'm an amazing person who you need to listen to. No, I'm kidding. I'm an amazing person who will help you learn how amazing you are, how your thoughts are reality, how you don't need to be embarrassed or ashamed because you're like, wait a minute, that's what that dude said on the radio. He's speaking for me when he says some of this stuff. Yeah, exactly. Welcome back. I ended the segment before talking about racism in America, Don Lemon, who's finally waking up a little bit. So one thing the man has said in a long time that makes sense, and he told Democrats, hey, you better end this rioting. You better get Joe Biden out in front of this stuff, because you know what? This is solidly on us, and the polling shows it. I want to talk a little bit about that this hour. I mentioned Melania Trump's speech. I will get back to the Don Lemon stuff, but I mentioned Melania Trump's speech. I don't know if you heard it. I don't have a clip from it, but I will tell you this. I listened to a big portion of it, and I thought to myself, what a classy woman. Wow. Before I get into the content, I want you to know, if you get a chance to see it, they have the president. He's looking at her. He's not looking at her like, go do your political duty as a first lady. He's looking at her like a husband that says, I'm so proud to have married that woman. Talk about representing this country. She didn't ask for this role. But I wanted to just stop for a second and explain her story. She says, I grew up in some little war-torn communist country. Might as well say Congress because they're communists. Communist country. And I couldn't wait to get to the United States. It was a land of opportunity. She says, 10 years and a lot of dollars. She comes over, you know, gets here, becomes a U.S. citizen, builds a career, takes that test with pride. The perfect example of an immigrant we want in this country. Classy to a fault. I said to myself, if the media were being truthful and representing the First Lady of America right now the way they should, you would not even remember Michelle Obama's name. This lady is class. Every time she opens her mouth, it is about nothing but uniting people. And she doesn't do it in that placating, gushy-gooey, rich reach across the aisle. She says it in a way that you go, if you're listening to her words, you should be able to put your partisan BS leftist nonsense aside and say, I'm going to join her. Talk about the prototypical, I mean, you want to be feminist? Talk about her. Coming to this country, you know, becoming a success all on her own. Then she catches the eye of a billionaire mogul, marries him. He says, hey, babe, you want to be first lady? She says, why not? You mean you want to talk about a success story? Can you imagine if Michelle Obama had come from another country and had dreamed of coming to America? And even though she married a heel like Barack Obama, I would get into that story. I would be like, man, now that is a success story. Comes to America, gets to go to Princeton, becomes an attorney. What a success story. No, she's a disgruntled black chick, born and raised here, total ethnocentric racist, can't stand white people, even said, I was suspect of Barack because of the way all these white people oohed and aahed over him. Can you imagine somebody saying that? About, I was suspect of Donald because of all the black people that oohed and aahed over him. Can you imagine what his prospects would have been if Melania Trump said something so stupid, so brain dead, moronic? But Michelle Obama gets a pass. So Trump's looking at his wife, not like, go do your thing, First Lady, go do your duty. He's not saying, I need you to bolster me so that I look good. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump could be going through a divorce right now, and we'd still be voting for him. No offense to Melania, because I think she's a lovely lady. But I ain't voting for her. But Barack Obama, he used his wife as a crutch. Somebody call and make tell me I'm wrong, please. Somebody just give me a call. 844-551-8255. I dare you tell me I'm wrong that Barack Obama did not use Michelle Obama as a crutch. He could not get elected without her, and he could not stay elected without her. And you know what? His life still needs her. He's just like the Clintons. They need each other, those clowns do, because that's how crooks are. They make a bet on each other, and they say, look, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. You don't bother me, I won't bother you, but just stay out of my business, and I'll live my own life. And no matter what the Obamas try to present in public, I promise you, they are living their lives separately, and nobody cares. And there'll come a point where, in my opinion, they may just, now that Michelle is somewhat political, they may keep it together. But don't, you ain't fooling me. You might be fooling some of them white folks out there, but you ain't fooling me. Anyway, glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. So Melania Trump, she gives this speech, and her speech is so heartfelt. It is such a love of the country. And it's, no matter, with everything that's going on in this country, she's giving this glowing report of her husband. And you know what? She doesn't have to make it up. She doesn't need speech writers. She knows what this man is capable of. She has watched him for years, decades, do the right thing. And she's going, what do you, I need to tell you. You've witnessed my husband dazzling this country. And I could not be more proud to serve in it. She didn't get up there and say, for the first time in my immigrated life into America, I can be proud. She could be proud whether Donald Trump made it to the presidency or didn't. And certainly, after 4 years, she can be proud of him. So, you know, RNC, Republican National Convention aside, that was a great speech for a wife to give about her husband. And Donald Trump's adoring look at his wife, knowing, I don't need you politically, sweetheart. I appreciate whatever you want to say. You can bet Donald Trump did not look at a single thing about her notes. He said, you speak from the heart. You speak of your experiences and what this country means to you, because she never dreamed in her life growing up, wherever the heck she's from, that she would serve as First Lady of the United States. I guarantee you. And that came through loud and clear, how much she appreciated this country giving her family that honor. Sit tight, folks. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking about Don Lemon earlier and his fear for the Democrats, and then I went into Melania Trump's speech because I needed us to understand what it meant to have a first lady who really wants to represent the entirety of this country and how politically uniting she is, and that, and so is her husband. Yeah, but then came Barack Obama. Undoubtedly the most divisive president since Andrew Johnson. And at the end of Obama's racist reign of terror, America was more divided racially than it was in the 1960s. And worse, Democrats post-Obama became proudly and openly racist. And that's what you're seeing today. That's what you're seeing with Black Lives Matter and this idea that, Black Lives Matter more. There's a commercial running right now that says no lives matter until Black Lives Matter. Then somebody ought to tell black people. I was doing a radio hit on a show, and a guy calls up and he says about my film Bleeding Blue, which, by the way, I do ask each of you, if you want to do me a favor, I ask you to go to bleedingbluemovie.com. Rent that film. If you don't like it, send me a note and I will refund your money. Promise. If you don't like it, if you don't think that it does what I'm what we wanted it to do, which is tell the story of policing honestly, let me know. And you don't like it. And if you don't like it for any reason, I'm not talking about, oh, Kevin, the cinematography could have been a little better here. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if it doesn't resonate with you in terms of what we want to accomplish, send me a note. I will give you your money back. It is an look, you got to have $9.99 free to spend. But that's a good night, movie night for you and the family. Watch the film. If you don't like it, send me a note. Go to thekevinjacksonshow.com. Let me know. We'll refund your money. Make sure you give me your name, how you ordered it, and the last four digits of the credit card, and we'll get you situated. But anyway, yeah, Barack Obama, the most divisive president ever, and Democrats became so racist under him, they're openly racist, and they put it in your face. They want you to capitulate. You will bow down and kiss the boots of black folks. Now, in 2016, Democrats tried this old strategy of shifting Obama's racism to Donald Trump. And it might have worked, Scooby, if Republicans had selected a lesser candidate. But that stuff will not work with Donald Trump. And I mentioned this comment that he made earlier in another earlier part of the broadcast. He says, I've done more for blacks than any president since Abraham Lincoln. And it was a genius statement to utter because he's baiting the Democrats into discussing his record with blacks. Not going to reiterate all that because you can go look it up yourself. Just go get the download of the first hour of the show at thekevinjacksonshow.com and you can hear what I told you about that. But essentially he's saying, let's have the discussion. Because if you don't, I'm going to keep saying it. Genius way to go. Genius, because if the Democrats don't cover it, the statement stands. And how do you push back on it without highlighting Trump's accomplishment for blacks? And what does that highlight? That Democrats are liars. How could he be so good for blacks? How could he say that and be a racist? You get it? Whew. I swear, man, as a strategist, I look at this guy and I marvel. But I want to go back to this disgrace, though, John Lemon, who recognizes that these riots are hurting the Democrats. Trump stands for law and order. Democrats do not. And recently, even Captain Demento, Joe Biden, tried to backtrack on his support to defund the police. And his polls would show nobody bought Biden's or the Democrats' BS. So let me tell you what these Democrat convention polls have revealed, folks. Biden and the Democrats lost massive ground to Donald Trump. Joe Biden can't galvanize his supposed base. And Democrats scared the living daylights out of their former base. That's what the polls show. I don't have to look at any official poll to give you that information. What I just gave you is not Rasmussen, it's not Zogby, it's not anything CBS Analytics, Fox News, Wall Street Journal / NBC, it's none of them. It is Kevin Jackson's Common Sense poll. Now, if you want, I'll regale you with the numbers, because I tell everybody, I go, let me give you some truisms about this election. You ready? Here's some truisms. One, Donald Trump is a much better candidate in 2020 than he was in 2016. If I'm lying, somebody let me know. Please tell a brother, send a note. Kevin Jackson, at Kevin Jackson TBS, if you want to send it on Twitter, Facebook, the Black Sphere. You want to send it to the show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You want to send it by mail, I don't care. But if you can tell me that Trump is not a better candidate in 2020 than he was in 2016, please share. All right, so that's number one. Number two, Hillary Clinton is a much better candidate than Joe Biden. Much better. She at least she passed out trying to keep up with Trump, but at least she was out. Joe Biden hides in a bunker and doesn't want to travel. We'll get more into that. But she's a better candidate, and I'll give you some more reasons why. Hillary Clinton, at the end of 2016, was a political powerhouse, a juggernaut. Nobody wanted to cross her, not even Obama. Obama doesn't like Hillary Clinton. He doesn't like her. He would have preferred anybody but her. But she was next in line, and doggone it, she had enough dirt on him where it was mutually assured destruction. So he did everything he could to make sure that woman got elected, and he couldn't bring her fat behind across the finish line. So if anybody can refute it, again, contact me. Who's a better candidate, Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden? Who's got has the most political clout going into their primary and exiting it than either one of them? They did such a job on with Hillary, they told Bernie, just move over. Just get out of the way. Bernie Sanders had beaten her. Bernie Sanders didn't beat Biden. He had beaten her. But they were like, no. Then they completely dismissed Bernie in the second one for Biden. So, but I go back. You tell me, who's a stronger candidate? Biden with dementia or Hillary Clinton? So you have that. Trump's more powerful, a better campaigner, and Hillary is a better candidate. Then, what about the weaponizing of the DOJ against Trump? You think Joe Biden has any of that capability? Of course not. He's got no capability of doing that. Joe Biden is at the mercy of the elements now, and Donald Trump controls the DOJ, so that's not going to happen. And then you've got Joe Biden, the candidate himself. He's got the baggage of Hunter Biden, Tara Reid, a terrible record as a legislator, 40-plus years of do-nothing activity except riding the coattails of a black man. He lives in the muscle memory of Barack Obama and thinks that he's going to win this race on Chinese Wu flu and hiding out in his basement. That's how he thinks he's going to win. He thinks Trump is going to self-destruct. Hillary Clinton bet on that same strategy. How did it work out for her? So as you're evaluating all the other stuff you want to look at, just consider those things that I just told you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. Don't sweat it. So how are the Democrats going to fight back against Trump? We'll get back on that.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A rally in Washington, D.C. is going on for equality and justice. Martin Luther King III says his father's dream has not been fulfilled.
Today, we commemorate the March on Washington to jobs and freedom in 1963, where my father declared his dream. But we must never forget the American nightmare of racist violence.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed by a mob waiting outside the White House if it weren't for police. The senator saying the mob attempted to push through the police in order to get to him and his wife. Paul also says they were chanting "Say Her Name" in reference to Breonna Taylor.
But I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids.
This is USA Radio News. The Illinois teen charged with killing two Kenosha riders had his extradition hearing scheduled for Friday pushed back to September 25th. The 17-year-old faces five felony charges, including first-degree murder. The teen, among several people there to protect people's businesses that nights before had been rioted and looted. Tropical Depression Laura is continuing to cause havoc as it moves through the South. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Tennessee now getting torrential rains from what was a very strong Hurricane Laura, now a tropical depression. The storm has maximum sustained winds of about 30 miles an hour, but it's still a huge rainmaker. And it left behind a trail of destruction in Louisiana, where at least six people were killed by the storm, hundreds of homes and businesses destroyed, trees toppled, and power lines are down, with many people still without power.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson talking about Don Lemon's revelation that the riots are not helping the Democrats. I said this weeks ago. I said you'd have to be out of your mind to think that the Democrats have anything going for them. Russian collusion? Where's that at? Ukrainian impeachment? Where's that at? But now, remember the Postal Service thing? Oh, that was going to be the next big thing. Where's that at? What do they have that's working? Nothing. The only thing they have that's brewing is Durham's about to drop some bombs on. They got, look, Hunter Biden is still going to be in the mix. How did he pay off all his debts? How's he still on the payroll with China? And I could go on. A lot of stuff happening. Glad you guys are back. It's Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So these riots, according to Don Lemon, they aren't polling well for Democrats. He's concerned. And he's right to be. He absolutely is. With they have the Democrats' DNA all over them. They think they can transfer this to Trump. There is no way in H.E. double crooked socks that this goes from being Biden's issue and a Democrat's issue to being Trump's issue. If you think the nation wants to give Biden the reins so that we can have more of this lawlessness, as I explained in the last segment, you got to be smoking some reefer. There is no way the nation will make this switch. Oh, Kevin, they're going to cheat us out of it. Good luck with that. What did I just tell you? Postal stuff is dead. Vote in person. We got a program right now called VIP Vote in Person. That's rolling out. It's going to be all over the black community. But guess what? Black folks already want to vote in person. 36% of them say they love Donald Trump. And I'm going to go into detail on that in a bit. So, Trump's second term is secure. Now, do you want down ticket? Yes, let's win some down ticket. Don Lemon is warning his party, you are going in the wrong direction. Well, guess what? The stock market agrees. The unemployment numbers agree. The economic forecast agree. And I could go on. The Chinese Wu flu numbers agree. There is no good news for the Democrats. Now, you can go ahead and worry. Fine. I get it. Here's my warning to you. Show up. Vote. Make sure your vote gets registered the way it's supposed to be. And show up in person. I don't care how long the line is. You've waited in lines before at Disneyland. You've waited in lines before the grocery store when they had you lined up, excuse me, 6 feet apart or getting into Best Buy or something else. Yeah. Reading between the lines, folks, in this Don Lemon stuff, because he's still trying to, oh, Biden could do this. He need to change the trajectory. There's only 68 days, and we can change it. You can't change anything. You read between the lines, and Don Lemon has. He knows the future. And it does not have a Biden presidential administration. Democrats have no chance. Yes. That's the slap in the face that they've given to themselves. And here's the latest poll numbers that I've been kind of teasing all segment. And I know you've seen them, but you haven't heard them the way I have talked about them. And that's why you're here. And I will lead it off with, I don't know who said this. I don't know who the quote is to be credited to. But there's an old saying, to thyself be true. And I give Democrats this warning and other leftists. You better stop believing the nonsense that you want to continue to tell yourselves. You better stop. Because you know in your heart you don't believe it. It's not like they don't have the historical reference for their BS poll numbers. 2016, Democrats preferred their feel-good polls to the reality of Hillary Clinton. And in the end, the party of lynching of Negroes was devastated because Hillary Clinton, an absolute shoo-in, who had been cheated in with the treasonous activities of her former boss, who was living large on the Clinton Foundation, and everybody thinking she was the de facto president of the United States. And you know what happened? She got her big white buttocks kicked with a boot the size of Alaska, and it had Donald Trump's leg in it. And it had your leg in it too, America. I tell you what. Who can forget that fateful night for the Democrats and the look on their smug faces? The images are iconic, akin to the Truman and Dewey thing where Truman's holding up the paper and says, Dewey wins. You remember that? I warned anybody willing to listen that the unspoken support for Trump in 2016 was palpable. It was like a pulse. You could feel it. You could easily feel it once you got outside the Beltway and you started talking to people, to waitresses and, you know, car Uber drivers and ordinary people working everywhere. And I'm telling you, I did it. I wanted to know. I wanted to know, is the gut sense that I feel correct? And I was all over the country. I was in Cleveland, Louisiana, you name it, probably 20 different states, asking ordinary people, particularly black folks, what they thought. And this is why when people are like, Kevin, how do you know, man? How do you know? How are you so confident? I'm like, it's a shoe-in. I haven't heard anybody go, I can't wait to vote. I heard one girl, one black chick in D.C., that said, ooh, Hillary Clinton, she's my girl. And I went, really? And then I went, that's what got me curious, to be honest with you. And then I went outside of D.C. And I went, not drinking the Kool-Aid as much in Louisiana. Not drinking the Kool-Aid as much in Arizona. Not drinking the Kool-Aid as much in Tennessee and Texas. 2020 bodes far worse for the Democrats, folks, in 2016. And as I said earlier, Hillary Clinton, much stronger opponent than Joe Biden. Hillary Clinton had, I mean, she didn't have a whole lot of momentum, but it was more than Joe Biden. I keep going back to Kentucky and New York in these primaries where Joe Biden ran unopposed, and he still only got 57% of the vote in Kentucky and just over 71% of the vote in New York. And these are liberal enclaves, but these are only Democrats. And he, that's his solidifying of his base is 71%. 29% of Democrats went, nah, I ain't feeling him. 2016 was the peak of the Clintons' political clout post-Bill Clinton's presidency. Nobody wanted to buck them. Do you think people are bucking Joe Biden? Do you think anybody fears Joe Biden? Hillary Clinton was untouchable then. Countries, global conglomerates drowned the Clintons' crooked foundation in funding, all confident that their investments were going to pay off. Yep. Biden doesn't have anything in his favor. He doesn't have Obama doing his business for him. He's got no foundational money. He's a chili pimp compared to Hillary Clinton. Truthfully, most Democrats, if you put a gun to their head, they'll tell you Joe is damaged goods. We know. No political clout. Fortunate that the media still maintains its undying devotion to the party, but that devotion is not to Biden. But Biden has something far worse happening, people. It is the polls. Post-convention, Trump's approvals are building steam. I'm reading this. Even the most reputable among pollsters can't deny Trump's upward trend among voters. This is what the Washington Examiner said. Buoyed by blacks and independent voters as well as urban dwellers, shocked by the Black Lives Matter protest violence raging in some cities, President Trump's approval rating has hit a new high, according to a survey, heavy with minority voters. Whoa. The latest Zogby Analytics poll just shared with Secrets had Trump's approval rating at 52%. The president has recorded his best job approval rating on record, said pollster Jonathan Zogby. What I didn't get for this particular poll is the breakdown. I have the breakdown of the blacks versus independents and all the other stuff. I'm talking about how many Democrats, how many Republicans, etc. I would be very curious about this, but here's what I can tell you. It was not heavily Republican. And 52% of the people gave him his highest job approval ever. Now, you've heard me talk about polling. I don't believe Zogby. I don't believe Rasmussen. I don't believe any of them. 52% is a lie. That means Donald Trump's probably in the 60%. But 52% is what they reported today, because those are the numbers, even skewed. I'm going to go back to this. I don't have the actual breakdown, and maybe we'll look it up in a break. But here's what I'll tell you. I guarantee it's not heavily Republican. And 52% of the people approve. So if it's like the latest polls that we've been seeing, where it's something like 37% Republican and 45% Democrat, or even, no, I've seen some less than that, like it's 28% Republican, under 30%. And it'll be 35 to 40% Democrat, and then the rest they claim are independent. No matter how you slice it, Republicans are underrepresented in all of these polls, and yet they still have to give you the bad news with a fake news poll that Donald Trump is at 52%. That's not good. We'll be back talking about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Remember I told you guys about this guy in Philadelphia, this black teacher, Matthew K. And he was concerned about the helicopter and snowplow parents hovering over the assignment that they gave kids during this lockdown. So teachers don't get to have to teach in person. They could be water skiing for all we know. They could be at the casino. And they want you to do the teaching, but they don't want you to do the monitoring. They're concerned that you might just be a little too involved. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. I don't know if many things where, like, you're doing something and they don't want you involved. You ever been taught, like, your spouse talks to you and you're kind of like, Okay. Yeah. And they go, are you even listening to me? And you go, what? Yeah, And they go, okay, what I say? And you're caught, right? People want you plugged in. Your kids. You ever done this? Your kids trying to get your attention, but you're busy. And you're like, yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's really cool. And does your spouse correct you and go, hey, listen, stop doing what you're doing and pay attention to your son or your daughter. They're trying to get your attention. There's going to come a time where you want it, number one. And number two, if you keep ignoring them, they're going to figure out you don't care. They're going to think you don't care, and they're going to have a reaction to that. And it'll probably involve a pole in your daughter's future or poles in the sense of behind bars for your son. Pay attention to them. So, you know, you want people to be involved in things. If friends come over and you're having a party, do you want them to go sit, not talk and mingle and do things? When do you not want people involved? You know, when you're teaching. I asked this question the other day when we were talking about Matthew K. What teacher doesn't want you to partake? I want people to listen to me. I love what I do so much in terms of explaining stuff on my radio show. I tell you all the time, go tell other people. Well, Kevin, that would lend us some more scrutiny for you. Fantastic. Bring on the scrutiny. I'm prepared. Well, Kevin, you've always given that warning that anybody that wants to debate you, you'll take them on and you'll kick their butts. Yeah, I do. And if you expand the universe to the 7 billion people that are on the planet, of which about, 3.6 billion believe me, or side with me, whatever that number is, bring on the other side. If billions of people want to listen to me and then there's a challenger, let's do it. Happy to do it. I'm not going to lose a debate because I know what I'm talking about. So when you're teaching something and you're proud of what you're teaching, go for it. The other thing is this. You learn from your students. You may know the subject cold, but you're going to get a new perspective. That's why I call my group the Sphere. Because no matter how many perspectives you think you've gotten, there's trillions and trillions more. Because the finer the points, the more nuanced the argument, the more points there are from all different directions of the sphere. So every time you have a conversation, you learn more, and you know what it does? It hones you. It sharpens you. I welcome it. My kiddo, when any of the boys, you know, so Dad, you know, we were talking about school, about this or that, and I would go, okay, well, let's expound on that. That's always my thing. Let's see what they have to say, and let's expound on it. I want you to know more than you need to know about this subject. Because when you go to the test, I don't want you having any fear at all. It's so emblazoned in your brain that it's like, I got this. There's no better feeling in the world. People would ask me when I go on TV, are you nervous? Are you this? I go, nervous, good nervous. Nervous, happy. Not nervous of what I'm going to say. Not nervous, what's this person going to say that's going to stump me? Never. I told you guys that there are guys out there, Mark Lamont Hill, Jesse Jackson, all of them. What's his name? Somebody asked me, would I debate Roland Martin? I've talked about this a couple of times. Are you kidding? I would beat his fat head for you for fun. And I would do it while I'm probably reading a book or, you know, getting a pedicure. It wouldn't matter. Giving myself one, not that I would do that because I've got my own group of people that do those things for me because I'm not a rich man. Anyway, look, the point is, it doesn't matter who it is. I'll debate them. I want them in front of me learning. You know what the coolest thing is? When you watch a leftist go, oh, shoot. I watched Richard Fowler do it. I debated Richard Fowler at an event. And Richard he was so passionate about his positions. I loved it. Because I'd watch him and he was just so full of, okay, listen, you don't even understand. Like, your parents go off and they go fight a war. And then they came back and we gave them the GI Bill. Look at what the government did. And as soon as Richard finished, I said, see, audience, Richard doesn't even understand what he just did. And Richard was looking at me like, what? What'd I do? What? I said, Richard just described a person willing to put themselves in harm's way for this country, a veteran, going off to war, potentially giving his life. After having paid taxes, he's protecting his own freedoms. He comes back, and the government allocates him some of the money that, what would you pay a mercenary? But they allocate him some of the money, and Richard says he should be grateful to the government. What Richard doesn't understand is the government is grateful for him for having done that. And this guy, he had no idea what he had said, and I had to school him. And it happened, I swear. If you ever see that debate, it was at the Western Conservative Summit probably 6 years ago. Hosted by Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt was astounded at what I was saying to Richard. He was astounded. Richard looked at me 3 times in that event. I swear this is a true story. And I looked at him, and you know what his look was? Holy cow. I can't beat you. I'm learning so much. After the thing, I tell people, I wish you could have seen it. These kids were running to get to me, these college kids. Mr. Jackson, that was amazing. And Richard's watching these kids come to me as a guy was talking to him. Some guy was like, yeah, so what's it like to be a stupid leftist? You know, I don't know what he asked him, but he was saying something like that. And these kids are out coming. You destroy him. That was amazing to watch. Why don't we get to see more of you? You could come and do this at our campus. And I was like, I have no idea. I don't know why I'm not out at your campus. But I know this. If I am, I will teach you tons. But here's school districts that don't want you to know what they're teaching. And there's another one. Tennessee. Asking parents to sign a form where they agree not to monitor their children's virtual classrooms over concerns, quote, that non-student observers could overhear confidential information. What is it that you think they're going to say confidentially in front of all the students that the parents should not be able to hear? In other words, if you're going to tell a student something confidentially in the classroom, you know what the teacher's going to do? It's going to pull them out of the classroom, take them to some sort of an ante room, and tell them whatever they need to tell them. The classroom has no reason for the teachers not to feel like they can speak freely and the parents to go, I can monitor this lesson. There is nothing you can tell me that says I shouldn't be able to do that. The only people, and I said this before when I was talking about Matthew K., the people that do this are pedophiles and those that want to manipulate. That's who wants to pull you aside and go, now listen, this is the way this is going to go. I don't want to do this or that. Or they want to schmooze you. Hey, little girl, you look rather grown up. I know you're only 13, but you could be a model. You look every bit of 21. There are things you could say to kids. And, oh, my God, he's so dreamy because he thinks I'm 21. These bunch of pedophiles, they want to brainwash your kids, and they don't want you to know about it. And that's what Tennessee is. They said the form of copies which was sent to the Tennessee Star reads, RCS strives to present these opportunities in a secure format that protects student privacy to the greatest extent possible. However, because of these meetings, which will occur virtually, RCS is limited in its ability to fully control certain factors such as non-student observers that may be present in the home of a student participating in a virtual meeting. Well, then here's what I tell you. Take them to school. But understand this. If you're doing that, I'm going to tell my kid, you record everything. I'm going to give them a spy pen. I'm going to make sure they can't do anything to manipulate my kid. They say, the agreement goes on. It strongly discourages non-student observation of online meetings due to potential of confidential information about a student being revealed. How so? You're talking to 20, 30 other students. What are you going to say to them? You know what this is, right? This is the left telling you, I don't want you to know that we brainwash your kids with this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense. And that's why you better stay vigilant.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.